Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. No call, no shows, or they do call and they don't show up, right? Do you deal with that on a daily basis? If you do, you're not special, nor am I. This is what we do. And I think that obviously it's been always very common in our industry. People don't call or don't show and what have you. They call out, whatever we call in our industry, right? And during COVID, it got to be way more common. Oh, I think I'm exposed. And usually it happens around, you know, Thursday. And then by Sunday, they somehow were cleared. How often you had to deal with that, huh? I had a question from Jordan, who sent me an email to makingdoughshow@gmail.com. And were asking me about what is our call out policy? What is your call out policy? Do you have a policy in place? Do people know what's the etiquette if they are not able to come to their shift for whatever reason? They were sick, they're not able to, parents booked a trip without them, what have you. Have you made the expectations clear upfront, proactively before the issue comes up? Because here's a problem with our company policies. You know, we may have the policies, it's in some book over there that nobody reads in our employee handbook, and we're reactively get frustrated correcting staff members. Now we have to deal with cleaning up their mess. How am I going to cover this shift and blah, blah, blah. So here's my question. If you're constantly getting frustrated over this issue, maybe it is not very clear your company policy. Clearly it's not clear because it's constantly getting violated. So the first step is, do you have a call out policy? Is it clearly communicated often to the team and proactively before issues come at the time of hire, whenever you have meetings with your managers, you know, you can send announcements through a scheduling platform. You have, hey guys, want to remind you all about our call out policy. If for whatever reason you cannot come into your shift, blah, 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 blah. Do you have that policy in place or not? And obviously we want to make sure we're often communicating it before we deal with this mess of an issue. Now, you may have all of those in place. Good for you. That's great. And you can always communicate more because clearly it's never enough communication around here. But if you do not have a policy, let's talk about it. Let's process it and create a policy for you. Works best for you and your operations. I can share with you what we do and why we do what we do, but ultimately you're in charge of your company and what you choose to do. That's best for you and your operations. Okay, let's get into that. First off, at the time of hire, we communicate all these things. It need to be in writing. We have team memos that go out every now and then when an issue keeps trending. We do have team memos that we just kind of remind people of the policy. We have the name of all the team members there, that the manager has to have a one-on-one 3-minute conversation with that team member. Hey, read this and acknowledge it again. This is our company policy. It's been forever. It could be a new one or what have you, but it could be an old one. Like in this case, read it, acknowledge it. Tell me what questions you have. Oh, I don't have any questions. All right. So tell me what you understand of this policy. So we asked them to tell us what they understood, because they may read it and they think they understand it, but did they really understand it? So that's a tool we use, the team memo, and you should use that often to communicate with your team in writing, get signatures. So we're all on the same page, ladies and gentlemen. Now, first step is when it comes to your schedule. The schedule we do, for example, we use a software, you know, we use 7 Shifts. Hot Schedule is very good. There are many different software companies for scheduling purposes where people can put in their off request there. They can request a day or a time that they're not available. They can update their availability. Obviously, that's different. They update their availability, communicating where are all the times that they're available to work. That doesn't mean necessarily they're going to work all those hours, but they're simply communicating when they're available to work and their off requests. If they verbally tell you, oh, I can't come this way because I got to go to prom, we always say, if it's not on 7 shifts, it doesn't exist. That you hear that all the time. That's a language we use with our managers. Our managers use within the team because they hear it all the time from us. If it's not on 7 shifts, it doesn't exist. It must be in writing. We have to get people to put things in writing because it gets out of hand very, very easy. So that's one. Now, what is your policy for us? For example, a week before the schedule is published, your off request must get approved. So you need to put your off request in the system a week before the schedule is published. If it's already into the week,
a week because that's when our managers are finalizing the finishing touches of the schedule. In that case, that's already too late, or you have to, you know, put it in the seven shifts and verbally come and communicate and negotiate with your manager. You may or may not get that offer request, what have you. But if the schedule is published, if a team member is not able to come in for their shift and they call out, there are two parts to this. One, they call us, call the manager, they text a manager, and our policy is call the restaurant. If a manager is a day off, you know, we have multiple managers, we have multiple leads, you have a front of the house manager, back of the house manager, what have you, they are to call the restaurant and talk to the manager on the shift, because that manager is the one who has to handle that shift anyway. So if this person's not going to be there, they need to know to deal with the consequences of that. So we want the manager that's on the shift to know. So that's one, they call the restaurant. I don't want it to be, you know, calling a manager that may be off and what have you. Second, the manager on duty must log it in the logbook. John was scheduled and he called the store at, you know, 4:45 that he's not able to come in for his 5 p.m. shift. Great. It's in the logbook. We have a record of it. So when John wants to ask for a raise, we go in there and pull out all the history of all the times that he did what he did or he did not do, all that with the logbook stuff, which is, we could go deep into that. Now, manager is to tell the team member, you are in charge of covering, getting coverage for that shift, not me. So that team member, something happened on planet Earth, they're not able to come for their shift. They need to get coverage for that shift. Manager is not to go above and beyond on top of what they already have to do. Now, granted, unless it was an act, you know, car accident, a family issue, a death in the thing. Okay, this is not a black and white, but of course the manager needs to understand what's going on in here. So if it's something that is excused absence, that there it makes sense why they could not come, the manager can go get coverage, of course, and we work with the team member. But if whatever it was is a prom, my parents, oh, that we're going on a vacation, I forgot to put in the offer request, what have you, the manager is to ask the team member to find coverage and ask them to update me when with the update of what the coverage is. So we want the team member, you know, within, we have a server group in our scheduling platforms, they have these chats per se. Hey, today I'm scheduled at 5. Who can come in and cover my shift? This doesn't happen. You know, if you cover for me, I can pick up another shift of yours. Or, you know, maybe next time you cannot come in, I will cover for you. They need to make their own arrangements within the team and cover for one another. And so if that happens, then the team member is going to able to obviously communicate with the manager. Hey, I'm not able to come in, but Susan is coming for the shift. Okay, great and dandy. So that's fine. We still log that information into the logbook. John called 15 minutes before his shift that he's not able to come in, but he arranged Susan. Susan arrived at 5:30. So it was, you know, by you know, that she could come in. We still want to log that information. Now, if a team member calls and they do not get coverage for their shift, the manager is to communicate. Company policy is that you called out and you did not get coverage for your shift, you're going to get a coaching slip on your next shift when you come in. So the team member needs to know that they're going to get a coaching slip. The coaching slip is, it's a written kind of like a notice to tell a team member this was not right, that you did not cover get coverage for your shift and you did not come in for your shift. Now, if this becomes a pattern, happened 2 to 3 times, we tell a team member, I see, thank you for letting me know. You're going to get a write-up for not showing up for your shift, not giving us notice, and you did not get coverage. You're going to get a write-up for that. So that's that. It gets documented. The team member knows. If the policies are communicated ahead of time, this is not a shock to their system. Oh my gosh, you're going to give me a write-up? No, you should have known. This is company policy and you are going to get a write-up. Okay, so that was company policy. We knew that. So what's the deal here? So that's that. If a manager needs to go get coverage and what have you. So you need to have a policy 2 to 3 times, no show, what have you. You give write-ups, you terminate team members. And so when you identify a pattern of behavior within your team, that they have this behavior, oh, they are in band and football and cheer, I'm making stuff up, but they have all these extracurricular activities and they call out a couple times, you already need to be thinking about who am I going to hire? Who am I going to train? Who am I going to move the pieces? Because this person is not reliable. You already know that. You know who within your team is reliable or not. But I would tell you this again to wrap this episode up. What is your call out policy? Do you have it in writing? If you do not, come up with a written policy. I give you a bunch of tips that you can use and create a team memo. Get the team on board. It's for everybody's benefit. John, when you call out, Susan suffers. And Susan, when you call out and don't get coverage, John and I, we're going to suffer here. So let's get on the game. Let's take care of one another and be decent human. If you cannot come for your shift, you go get the coverage. And if not, you need to come in for your shift. You may not be able to finish your shift, but you may come in for an hour and a half. you know, before you can go, or you come to close. We've had some people like, oh, they were supposed to be working a closing shift, 3 to close. And they're like, oh, I can't come in this or that. A family in town, my grandma's here, whatever. Then you need to come 7 to close. At least you need to come and help with the closing. Things still get documented in the logbook because they always do. But we want to make sure the team honors their word. So I'm going to remind them to be a man and woman of their word. And that is our job to train them up for success in life, which is part of our core value and vision of our company, of course. But when people are aware of your company policies and you communicate them often, when you need to take disciplinary action, you'll be surprised. No one's shocked because you treat everybody the same and you do things following company policy. So everybody knows that. Unpleasant topic again today. Ah, fun stuff, huh? So let me know your thoughts on this. Do you have a call out policy? Are you communicating it often? What is your policy? What are your challenges when it comes to this issue? Do you have any other questions you have? You'd like me to cover a little bit deeper? Would love to do that. If you have any questions, you can always email me. Leave them in the comments on the YouTube channel. Or obviously, if you're tuning in the podcast, please leave us a review. It would mean the world. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.